Do you remember the last time you had to catch your breath? Our singers certainly know that. Maybe someone startled you, or you were winded from running after a toddler who ran away. Or perhaps you were climbing several flights of stairs. At times like these, our gasping lungs grab for a few extra bundles of air, as if our very lungs, our very lives, hang in the balance. And then, having fisted the wind, panting like a dog, the air we have caught does its good and nourishing work. Today on Pentecost Sunday, we remember that the church came into being wailing and thrashing about with the fresh air of the Holy Spirit. On that first Easter, when alone and fearing for their very lives, the disciples thought they were breathing their last breaths, winded, weary, isolated, panting for life, Peter, James, and John, and the rest of them slouched behind locked doors, imprisoned by a fear whose other name was death. And when they thought they couldn't take another breath, the risen Lord appeared to them, saying, "Peace be with you." With unbridled joy, the disciples knew the one standing in their midst was their beloved teacher. And in the silence that holds their joy, the risen Lord commissions his followers to be witnesses of his life, death, and resurrection to others. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." So, panting again with a new species of fear, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Well, imagine another kind of fear overwhelming them at that very moment. They wondered, "What? You want us to do what?" At that very moment, the disciples gasp, the first gasp of life come into these men and women, and the church has caught its breath from the risen Lord and began to breathe new life, the risen life that we celebrate today. So in the Acts of the Apostles, we heard the church's birthday. The time is some 50 days after our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. And the disciples are gathered in an upper room awaiting the promised gift of life from the risen Lord. And with a rushing, mighty wind, this huddled body of men and women catch the breath of the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in the many languages of the people gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And our Lord's sending of the disciples, heard in John's gospel, now takes life in the bold preaching of the Apostle Peter. And the church comes to life in the mighty wind of the Spirit. So what does it mean for the church to be filled with the Holy Spirit, nourished by the Spirit, empowered with the Spirit? We tie the coming of the Holy Spirit to the special effects of Pentecost. Rushing wind, flames of fire resting on the heads of the apostles, thousands hanging on every word spoken by St. Peter. Well, nothing wrong or unhealthy about any of these images of Pentecost, but is there something else? What is the life changing reality for you and me that goes beyond the events of Pentecost? When fear locks us up, confines us to our own terrifying counsels, we can catch our breath in the nourishing, present gift of God's Spirit. Health professionals tell us that periodic deep breathing of clean, fresh air is nothing less than a tonic for our bodies. Well, take a moment right now. Do some deep breathing. It'll get you through the rest of the homily. Let's see it. I'm going to see those lungs. Breathe it out. How about another one? If that is so for our lungs, how much more is that so for our souls? When fear about an imagined dreadful future infects us with a fever of worry, catch your breath in God's spirit. Breathe deeply of God's presence and find there the promise of new life. Someone has said that 90% of all the bad things we imagine happen to us never occur. So tell me why we let even a smidgen of worry about the imagined yet to be terror that probably will never come to be rob us of God's nourishing, filling hope. Catch your breath in God's presence and wave goodbye to your fears. Another suggestion is to let openness to God be your first thought when you wake in the morning. Catch your breath with your first waking moment, opening your eyes and life into the presence of God. Take time in the morning to pray. Read one of the Psalms. My favorite Psalm is number 139. Lord, you probe me. And you know me. Where can I go from your spirit, from your presence? Where can I flee? Find a few moments of centered quiet, catching your breath with your first waking moments of God's presence will take you to a higher level. Father Thomas Keating and others continue to teach us much about centering prayer. I invite you to remember with each waking moment every day that God awakens you into God's presence, a reality in which you live and breathe and have your very being. One final suggestion. Greet others throughout the day as persons who need to catch their breath in God's presence. Pentecost Sunday is all about the birth of a community of believers enlivened and energized by God's Spirit. None of us lives unto ourselves, and even those who are single, widowed, or divorced do not and certainly need not live alone. Our lives are woven into the fabric of the lives of others. And maybe you have heard the expression, he or she brings a certain energy. The expression often refers to athletes and their contribution to their respective clubhouse, playing field, or team in general. The Holy Spirit has given us different gifts. Use the energy from those gifts to bring life and to breathe life into others. Throughout the day, a day when you first caught your breath in God's presence, you will meet others where you work, in your family, perhaps in your neighborhood, who are panting from exhaustion, weighed down by the cares and terrors of life that can serve up. You may well be the only person in that troubled individual's life who can help them catch their breath in God. And the worst thing of which a human being is capable can be washed away by the words you breathe. And in so doing, may they find more reasons to live, to love, and to become the person God created them to be. So on this Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the birth of God's church, join with all those who have gone before us in honoring the presence of God's Spirit in our midst. Do that today and every day as you catch your breath in the always present gift of the Holy Spirit. Live in that gift, share that gift, become that gift to others who may come to life in your presence when they catch their breath from God's good gift of Spirit and life.